Hello, and welcome to the Errol Gamers podcast.
This is Gerald.
And this is Gerald. 10.
Yes.
Today, we're going to talk about a number of things, including Kinect, Reach, Black Ops, Little Big Planet, iPod apps, and the fourth generation of iPod, games websites, and Dead Rising 2. To start with, we're going to talk about Kinect.
Kinect is basically a hands-free form of gaming for Xbox 360 only. Kinect was first revealed back in 2009 when it was named Project Natal.
It was due to release in Europe on the 10th of November 2010 for a price of $129.99 or lower for anyone with a Kinect-ready Xbox 360, but we don't really understand that bit that much. There's going to be quite a few fitness games for Kinect, but I'm looking forward to the more like fun ones, which I think John has one to describe here.
I've seen one where you have to like pop balloons and you're flapping your arms around to try and fly up to get to the balloons, but you're flapping your arms around like a leotard.
A leotard?
Yes, a leotard.
Okay. Next we're going to move on to Halo Reach, because it's the next thing on the list. Sorry about that, John just did a really weird dance.
Because I do that,
generally. Yeah. Anyway, the main thing that occupies me on Reach is Forge, because everyone knows what Forge is. Well, if you don't, then you're a reotard. Yeah. Forge is great. You can make anything, especially with the new tools like Phased, where you can stick in stuff.
Yeah. You know what I mean. Anyway, and there's also Fixed, where if you bang the object against the wall, it won't go through it, but it will stay where you put it.
Stupid innuendos. Anyway, next on the list is matchmaking.
Matchmaking is basically where you find games online to play against other people, to generally get credits, and credits are basically where you can buy new armor.
Credits and experience. Yes, experience is a good word. Now, campaign's brilliant. Campaign was absolutely amazing. I loved playing it.
We're not going to ruin this for you if you haven't got the game but really want to play it. I would recommend playing the campaign, but we're now going to ruin Firefight for you if you've not played it.
Why are we going to ruin it?
Well, I suppose it ruins itself.
Just generally playing it ruins it for you.
Yeah.
It's rubbish. That's the only downside to Reach, I think. Firefight.
Yeah, Firefight is basically where you're fighting waves and waves of grunts and jackals and stuff. Hunters are very difficult to kill, but they're basically come along, not very often.
Yeah, but there's one thing we need to do now, which is extend this pod. And we're back because the podcast has been extended.
The next on our list is Black Ops.
Oh my god, I'm looking forward to this game.
It's basically a new version of COD, which is going to have lots of new weapons and different modes of playing.
There's a thing called wager matches, which basically, you unlock guns like a normal COD, but then you buy attachments with money you earn in wager matches.
Like you can get your clan tag put on your gun. My brother wants duck.
Duck. Just gun. Like a duck on his gun.
Yes. It'll say duck on his gun.
No, there's going to be a picture.
Will it?
I think so. Maybe not. I'm just making stuff up. Does that mean when you pick up other people's guns, it will have their clan tag on it?
Probably. That'd be pretty cool.
Imagine in Search and Destroy, like, someone just, like, picks up your gun and kills you with it. That wouldn't make sense, would it? Because no. It's Search and Destroy.
Oh, well. there's also this thing where it's, like, save one bullet from Halo, where you have to... Well, it's one shot kill,
brilliant.
But you only have one bullet in your clip and you only have a pistol. If you miss with the bullet, you have the knife.
It's funny when you both miss and you're just running each other with the knife, thanks.
Yes, crazy knife, Matt.
Yeah, but you have a pistol. You all have pistols, and when you kill someone with... Well, when you kill someone, you get a pistol bullet.
The next Black Ops... the next COD game is definitely going to have zombies. It has been placed on the Call of Duty website.
I'm really looking forward to that too. I probably won't get it straight away, actually.
No, I'm going to get in for Christmas because I don't have enough money and I have just bought Reach. It also has this theatre mode thing, like in Halo again, where you can basically record videos of yourself on the call.
Yeah. You could, like, do stuff.
Yeah.
After that weird little bit there, we're now going to move on to Little Big Planet 2.
In this game, like the first, you're playing as a little sack boy. Yes, a sack boy. That's weird.
Yes, weird. But anyway, you get to make stuff in rooms, and then you get to do stuff and do other things, and then you can play it online and then shots and then bombs.
Yes, George. yeah, as he was saying, you can create levels on it, and you can also create other people's levels, like download them.
Well, mainly, the great thing about this game is the downloading and the making. About there, John just said awkward. That was because we did the wrong recording and we started again.
I like saying awkward as well.
Awkward.
Up and down.
And also you'll see at the end of this video what we mean by awkward llama.
And awkward turtle. That's the most famous one.
And awkward giraffe.
Yes, awkward giraffe.
Have you seen awkward disabled turtle?
No, I have not seen awkward
disabled turtle.
Yeah, that is disabled.
And now we need to extend the podcast again. Yeah, it turns out we're not going to extend the podcast. You're going to have to watch the second one.